So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we hear these wonderful readings. And I really want to take a moment to go through these readings. In this first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, God is giving Ezekiel his mission, and he's sending him out. But God is warning Ezekiel, I'm sending you, but I'm sending you to a people that are rebellious and therefore are not going to listen to you, but I'm still sending you. And my dear brothers and sisters, this message is important for us today, because we are being sent as prophets into the world. And what sends us out into the world is our baptism. By the very fact that we are baptized, we are sent into the world to proclaim Jesus Christ, to make present a different reality than the world lives. This is an essential reminder, because unfortunately, as I've said many times, we as Catholics have allowed ourselves to be catechized by the world. We have allowed ourselves to think, to be influenced because of the water that we swim in. We have allowed ourselves to think in, as the world thinks. And we have, out of fear of being rejected, we have many times gone silent about Jesus Christ and about God, because we wanted the world to like us, or we wanted to be popular in the world. And my dear brothers and sisters, you and I are not being sent into the world to be popular. You and I are not being sent into the world to be liked. I'll say it again. You and I are not being sent in the world to be liked. You see, that's the issue, is that we want to be liked. We want people to love us. And so many times we allow ourselves to be conformed to the way the world thinks. And sometimes all we have to do is scroll through Facebook and see how much we have been conformed by the world, because we want the likes. And my dear brothers and sisters, this is dangerous, because this is not what God has called us to. I'm sorry. You and I, by our baptism, you and I are called to be different. You and I are called to make God present in the world. And that means making God's truth present in the world. In every circumstance. At every moment. See, my brothers and sisters, this is the hard part of what it is to be called a Christian. Because to be a Christian is to reflect Christ. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, when we're called to reflect Christ, when we're called to make Christ present, Sometimes that means that we have to be willing to say and do what is different than what the world is saying and doing. In order to make God manifest. And we don't have to go very far to do this, because this is something that we can do sometimes in our own family. Because sometimes in our own family, we conform in order to keep peace. And now you're all looking at me and saying, well, Father, you want everybody to hate me. That's not the point. That's not the point. But the point is that in order to keep peace, we have given up, in many cases, we have given up so much ground to keep peace. We have given so much of the truth up to keep things as status quo. And what we have done is we have done a disservice to our family rather than present the love of God. Because we have manipulated that the love of God is we boil down the love of God to being everybody accepts everything. And I'm sorry, my dear brothers and sisters, that is not the love of God. It's not. The love of God is mercy, but also the love of God is to not give up on the truth, is to not give up on what God has called us as Catholics to believe. And it's important because we are being given a mission. And as we hear in St. Paul, St. Paul is being also given a mission. But this is the beautiful thing about St. Paul, is that St. Paul recognizes that he has received an abundance of revelations from God, that he has received much from God. And it never explains what this thorn is that drives him crazy. But it does say that he begged God to take whatever that was away. And I think that this is something we can all relate to. We probably all have something in our life that we wish maybe was different. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a fault. Whatever, we most likely all have something that we wish was different. And St. Paul, in praying for whatever this was that was getting in his way, and there are a lot of people who have tried to guess at what it was. Some say it was St. Paul had a quick and angry temper, and he was very quick to anger, and so maybe it was anger or some other sin of the flesh that St. Paul was struggling with. Nobody knows what it was, but you know, biblical theologians love to theorize. They love to theorize, but what it was is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. But what matters is that St. Paul, in asking for it to be taken away, God reveals to him something very important. God reveals to him, it is your weakness that makes you strong. It is the grace that I have given you to bear that weakness. And my dear brothers and sisters, that thing that we have been bargaining or trying to get God to change in our life is an opportunity for us to realize that God has given that weakness to us to make manifest God's strength, to make manifest God's power in our life. And that weakness is not necessarily a bad thing. Because it is in that weakness that we realize that we need God, that we can do nothing without God. And I hope, I don't know if you, I think a wonderful show that depicts a lot of this so well. Today I was watching season 4 of The Chosen, which I think all of you should have watched by now. And if you haven't, you should. We binge, if we can binge The Voice and America's Got Talent, and we can binge The Bachelor, Lord help us, we can binge those things, we should be able to binge a little bit about Jesus Christ. But anyway, I'm just saying that if we can binge The Bachelor, we can binge Jesus. Anyway, so if you haven't seen The Chosen, please go and see it. Anyway, I was watching season 4, and I'm in the part where Matthew finally recognizes the sins that he's committed against Peter, and he goes to Peter and he asks for forgiveness, and Peter struggles. Anyway, Peter has a conversation with Jesus that kind of sums up, I think, a moment in all of our lives. And Peter says to Jesus, why does it have to be so hard? Why does it have to be so hard? And I think that I'm going to venture to say that a lot of us have had that same thought, that we have said that same thing. Why can't it be easier? And my dear brothers and sisters, to follow God requires a lot. It requires that we are willing to sacrifice everything. And this is what Jesus tells Peter in The Chosen. And as we heard in today's gospel, Jesus is having to sacrifice, his own family wants nothing to do with him. His own family. His own people who he grew up with, his own people who he walked around with, his neighborhood kids, his neighborhood friends, want nothing to do with him. And my dear brothers and sisters, sometimes to be a Christian means to have a willingness to not be accepted by our own family. And that's that. Nobody is going to sit here and say that that's easy. Nobody is going to sit here and say that that's fun. Nobody is going to sit here and say that we are masochists and please bring it on. No. It's hard. It's hard. But my dear brothers and sisters, we don't live on this earth so that we are liked and popular by our family, or our friends, or our coworkers. We live on this earth to go back to God from where we came. And so I invite you, because we are facing a difficult moment for our country. We're facing a difficult moment in our church. And that requires a radical following of Christ. A radical following of Christ. And so as we approach this Eucharist, we approach with all of our weaknesses, we approach with all of our hardships, and the Lord wants to use every weakness for his greater glory. And so my dear brothers and sisters, as we come to the Lord, we ask him that we may allow God to work and make himself present in our life.